everybody out there in podcast land, and welcome back to the Front Row Podcast, the podcast for people who actually like movies, right here on NPR Illinois. And I'm Jeremy Gechner, the editor-in-chief, and this is the best time of the year to be a nerd, folks, because it is Comic-Con International out in San Diego, California, the biggest week of pop culture in the entire world. This is, of course, the place where all of the movie studios, all of geek culture, pretty much everything in pop culture all together comes together to give a little bit of a preview of what's going to be coming in the years ahead, and give you a lot of information on your nerddom here. And as always our tradition here on the Front Row Network, we are breaking down all of the biggest news that has come out of each of the 4 days of San Diego Comic-Con, and we're going to recap them for you here real quick. I'm going to do this one solo, but over the next couple of days, you might hear me, you might hear some other personalities from the network, but we are here to give you literally all the information that we can glean from the first day there. Now, of course, we're not right there on site covering it, but if you're lucky, we might have a friend of ours that you've heard on the podcast before come on, and she is actually out there covering San Diego Comic-Con and interviewing all the celebrities. So stay tuned for that just in case it does happen. All right, so day one of Comic-Con, typically, you know, there are a few things that start off with a bang. It's not as heavy as, say, the Saturday at Comic-Con, and we're fully expecting Saturday to be another huge day. But there were some really good and pleasant surprises of news that came out of Comic-Con. So obviously the biggest thing that usually comes out of Comic-Con when it comes to the movie world is trailers. Movie studios love to come and bring trailers for their biggest movies that they are really counting on to make big money for the studios coming up. And so you will expect a lot of trailers this week. And Comic-Con started off this year with a bang with a trailer, and that was for Andy Muschietti's It Chapter 2. Obviously, this is the second part. I don't want to call it a sequel because it's not a sequel, because if you read the It book from Stephen King, you know, it is an entire sprawling story that goes over the span of 27 years. And in the book, it intersperses the stories of the Losers Club when they're young in Derry and when they're older, grown up 27 years later and returning to Derry to battle Pennywise the Clown. Now, of course, this is the second trailer that we've gotten for It Chapter 2. The first one was, of course, with it was predominantly a whole scene with Jessica Chastain's grown-up Beverly Marsh character with the old woman in her old home. And, you know, we got a few scenes after that, but it was mostly that one scene that was extremely creepy with the old woman. In this one, this is much more of a traditional trailer where we're getting a lot of scenes, we're getting a lot of shots, and a lot more a lot better look at the rest of the cast that's rounding it out. And this is a great cast. James McAvoy, Bill Hader, as we said, Jessica Chastain, among many others playing the grown-up versions of the Losers Club. And of course, in this one, we finally get to hear Bill Skarsgård's Pennywise voice over some of this stuff as well. And that's really one of the things that stood out to me the most about this trailer, is that Pennywise's voice is just so crackled and older, you know? You know, it sounds older, as it should, but you can tell that he is still very much reeling from the battle with the Losers Club that sent him down into the pits of the sewers of Derry to where he is now returning 27 years later. This trailer got me so psyched. It looks like Andy Muschietti and the crew are once again working on some just insane visuals that are true to scare us out of our wits. And that's what you want from this trailer. You want it to be something that truly does frighten you beyond recognition, and that is what it does. Now, they say that this trailer is labeled as the final trailer, so it's very likely that we're not going to get another one after this. And if those are the only two looks at It Chapter 2 that we get, I am very, very happy with it. Also, on the trailer front, we got our first look at Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. Now, look, of course, we here at the Front Row Network are huge Kevin Smith fans. We listen to Hollywood Babylon all the time. It was Kevin Smith who even gave us the advice to start the podcast. So obviously we're huge fans of this. This is the first trailer that has publicly been released. Of course, on Kevin's podcast, Hollywood Babylon, they have been showing this on their tour recently, a few clips and such. But this is the first look that we get at it. And Man, I got to tell you, if you like Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, if you like any of the Jay and Silent Bob stuff from Kevin Smith's movies, this one is right up your alley. The amount of celebrity talent that he got to cameo in this is quite ridiculous just in this one. I mean, I saw Val Kilmer for a second making some kind of movie comebacks there. He's got all of his typical regulars. But, you know, we also saw Ben Affleck showing up in here and stuff. This is going to be, I think, just a really, really fun movie. The Red Band trailer is absolutely hilarious. They go with the Silence of the Lambs, Wild Bill, Buffalo Bill thing right off the bat, just showing you like, yep, this is what we're dealing with here. So this trailer I thought was just really, really funny. I cannot wait to see this movie. Also, though, one of the biggest surprises of Comic-Con Day 1 was that Tom Cruise just randomly decided to show up. Nobody had him on a schedule. He was not announced at all to show up here. So you got to think that this was planned, but it was also planned as a surprise. So he shows up there, and what does he bring? Well, he brings the first teaser trailer for Top Gun Maverick, the sequel to the 80s hit Top Gun that is now coming out all these years later. He brought the first trailer. This movie was is definitely not done with principal photography yet, and yet here he is bringing all this stuff. Now, look, the trailer is fine to me. The trailer is very, very fine to me. You know, there's a lot of shots in there, and my wife Sarah said this too, that you really think could have been just directly lifted from the movie itself, from Top Gun, the very first one. And, you know, I think that that was probably on purpose, personally. I think that, you know, this is a teaser trailer. They're trying to get you excited for this movie, and they're trying to get you kind of excited about the idea of a Maverick movie again, or of a Top Gun movie again. So I think that they purposely put in some scenes that look a lot like the first movie to try and get you excited, you know, to try to like, look, this is what you remember. But you see, we're doing it in a new way. And I think that that is kind of what they're going for there. I don't think this is going to be just a direct carbon copy of the first Top Gun. And I will say, though, the part of the trailer that definitely stood out the most is the action sequences, the flying sequences. Tom Cruise and his directors have gotten so good at this now of showing him right there in the middle of all these action sequences. And man, oh man, does it look really, really cool. I'm thinking he's really flying half of these planes here. And that's just, you know, pretty much that's just par for the course when it comes to Tom Cruise nowadays in ways that he's doing all of his own stunts. But those shots of the planes flying, the dogfights, I'm sure are going to be just out of this world in this movie. I'm really, really looking forward to seeing what further looks at this movie was. But, you know, Tom Cruise just randomly showing up at Comic-Con, one of the biggest stars in the world. That's the kind of stuff that can happen here. And it wasn't just trailers that came out of the first day, though. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. had their panel yesterday, and we got the news that after season 7, that this upcoming season 7 is going to be the last for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on ABC. Now, they did kind of leave a door open that maybe, you know, Disney Plus might be an option for this show if it ever wants to come back. I'm personally not reading that much into it like some other pundits and other reporters are. You know, I tend to think that the show has just kind of run its course. You know, it was the first foray into Marvel television. And the fact that it's lasted this long is really a testament not only just to the Marvel fan base, but also to the show itself. The show makes sure to be its own thing while also being a support system for the films itself. Obviously, the tie-ins were so great in the early seasons of the show. And now it's trying to do its own thing. And I still think it's a very entertaining show, but I do see how the time has kind of come for it to end, and I encourage you to go and look up the full panel. I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere. They all talk so lovingly and so passionately about the project, about doing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and what it's meant to them, not just for their careers, but also to their personal lives and how much they've become friends and such. So sad news definitely for any Marvel TV fans, but of course, you know, Disney Plus is going to be coming out with so much Marvel content that I think that we're all going to be fine. Also yesterday, they had the Terminator Dark Fate panel. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Linda Hamilton, they were all there along with the rest of the new cast. And, you know, the biggest news that came out of this, aside from a featurette that director Tim Miller released some behind-the-scenes stuff with the movie, is that Edward Furlong is going to be reprising his role as John Connor, as a grown-up John Connor here in Terminator Dark Fate. So literally everyone from Terminator 2 Judgment Day is now back in Terminator Dark Fate. Now, this is kind of makes sense because this is the first Terminator where James Cameron is once again intimately involved in the making process. He's not directing it, as we said, Deadpool director Tim Miller is, but the fact that Edward Furlong now is also on board to reprise his role, and with James Cameron returning to a hands-on producer role for this film, I think that this is one of those films that might finally right the Terminator ship. Obviously, we haven't really had a good Terminator film, well, universally seen as good Terminator film, since Terminator 2 Judgment Day, and now we've languished through, you know, Terminator 3, Terminator Salvation, Terminator Genesis, and now we've got Terminator Dark Fate, and it looks like they've really pumped up the special effects. James Cameron probably had a little something to do with that. But it's all ultimately always the story that has to also come through here. That's what made T2 such a great thing. So amazing special effects, amazing action sequences, but also a good human story about a child and you know, learning to come to grips with his destiny. And now it's going to be very interesting to see Edward Furlong return to that role and kind of grapple with John Connor as an adult now, along with being back with Linda Hamilton as Sarah Connor, and of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger returning. And if you want to see some more from that, our good friend Courtney Enlow from Sci-Fi, she is out there right now, and she got to interview Linda Hamilton and Arnold Schwarzenegger on this panel, so go and look out for that one as well. And finally, the last big bit of news was HBO's panel for His Dark Materials. Now, obviously, this is a TV series that they're coming out with on HBO, and this is based on what you would probably know as The Golden Compass, the book series. They're called the His Dark Materials series, but The Golden Compass was the most known of that because they did make a feature film out of it starring Nicole Kidman and Daniel Craig a couple of years ago. The movie failed to take off and failed to launch that whole franchise, but now HBO, to try and fill some of that vacuum, that fantasy sci-fi vacuum left by Game of Thrones, they are now adapting those books into a long-form television series. The cast, of course, includes Daphne Keene from Logan, and my personal favorite, Lin-Manuel Miranda from Hamilton fame, of course. But this, the panel was good, and you know, it's interesting to see how they're trying to adapt this material, and we also got the first full trailer for this, and it looks like they're going to be hitting a lot of what the movie did establish, but they're going to try to go into more detail about it and not try to rush through some of the storyline elements that the movie unfortunately had to just kind of gloss over quite a bit. And so the panel was pretty good. The trailer is pretty good. If this is the kind of thing that you're into with the sci-fi, with the fantasy aspects, I think that this is a show probably worth trying to check out, especially if you're looking for something now that Game of Thrones, unfortunately, is no more. All right, well, that's the biggest news that happened from day one of Comic-Con. So much other stuff was there. We had a panel on the Avengers game coming out, a video game coming out that's going to be so huge, the RPG game there. And there's just so much more stuff. You know, Hot Toys had a big exhibit. The Funko Pop had a big exhibit. Sci-Fi had their annual Great Debate that was really, really funny to watch. So much stuff out there. Just go and search on any social media channels or anywhere for San Diego Comic-Con 2019. You're going to find a ton of content that can entertain you. So what can you look forward to today on July 19th? Well, at 10 a.m., there's going to be a discussion, a Hall H panel with the writers of Avengers Endgame, Christopher Marcus and Stephen McFeely, and right after that is going to be a conversation with the Russo brothers, where I'm sure they're going to talk about their time with Marvel and on Avengers Endgame. We got the Walking Dead panels that are going to be happening today. Fear the Walking Dead and The Walking Dead, which is, of course, entering its 10th season. Very interested to see how they react to the comic book ending as well. At 2:15, the Netflix original series The Witcher is going to be taking to Hall H. That's going to be a very, very interesting panel. I'm really hoping that we get our first trailer for that. We, of course, got our first images of Henry Cavill as the lead of that, and I think we're probably going to get our first trailer for that one today. Also at 3:30 in Hall H, Netflix's The Dark Crystal: Age of Resistance is going to be having their panel. We, of course, already have our first trailer for that one, but maybe we get some clips, or maybe we get just a little bit more about how it's going to connect in to the 1980s film. There was a Game of Thrones panel supposed to happen, but unfortunately, they all pulled out at the last second, so we'll have to just see what happens there. And then, of course, course, Preacher is going to be closing out Hall H here on Friday at 7 p.m. with the FX series. But of course, Hall H and everything else does not mean that those are the only things that are going to be dropping. As we saw today or yesterday with Top Gun, movie studios can just drop in and drop anything. And even, you know, some studios that weren't even at Comic-Con dropped stuff, like Universal dropping the trailer for Cats, the musical, yesterday. So much stuff is happening here. Of course, if you want to see any of the things that I just talked about or anything else, go to the Front Row Network's social media channel, specifically Facebook, Front Row Network, search for that. So Facebook.com/Front Row Network, and you can see all of this stuff as it breaks. We are right on top of it. The second these things come out and drop from Comic-Con, you will see them. So go, once again, go to Facebook.com/Front Row Network, and you will be able to keep going along with us to make sure that you are up to date on all the news. All right, keep looking for these every single day as Comic-Con San Diego continues. For the Front Row Network, I'm Jeremy Gechner, and as always, we will see you in the front row.